Hi, everyone. Thank you so much for being here. As Susan mentioned, my name is Kelly Beckwith. I work at AASA, which is the School Superintendents Association. So our members are all public school superintendents. And full disclosure, I do not live in LA County, but we've worked in quite a few school districts in Los Angeles County. So I'm going to be talking about just one school district that we've worked with on two different health issues. I have no relationships to disclose. So first, I'll just show you LA County, and then the city we'll be talking about is El Monte, and we'll be talking about health initiatives in the Mountain View School District. So there you can see LA County in the state of California, and then you can also see where El Monte is in LA County. So this is just a comparison of Los Angeles County and El Monte. You can see that there are proportionately just a little bit more children in El Monte, and the median household income is quite a bit lower, actually. So as I mentioned, AASA has worked in Los Angeles County on health insurance and school breakfast. Health insurance, actually, in addition to those two districts, we also work in Compton Unified, and on school breakfast, we work in these three districts. So the Mountain View School District the superintendent is Lillian Maldonado French, and really I wish that she were giving this presentation because I've heard her do it, and it's really fantastic the way that her leadership has really made these initiatives flourish. But you can see that it's a PK to grade 8 school district. They have about 7,500 students and 94% Hispanic and a free and reduced price meal rate of 90%. So there's also a high percentage of students who are overweight, they're English language learners, and their parents have low levels of education. So children that lack health insurance are 3 times more likely to forego or delay needed care. Overall, they are less healthy than children who do have health insurance. Children who have health insurance have better outcomes, they miss fewer classes, and they show better school performance in general. Children who are eligible for public health insurance, CHIP and Medicaid, but are about 2/3 of all the students who do not have health insurance. So there's a really great opportunity for children to be to get enrolled. And AASA worked on this health insurance initiative through two different grants. One was through the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, and the other was through Atlantic Philanthropies. And they both contributed to the work in Mountain View. So schools and health insurance really schools can work really well on health insurance because they are trusted institutions in their communities, and the information that they provide to parents and families can really go a long way. With the leveraging of the partnerships, this is where Mountain View saw their biggest successes. They actually took their principals on a tour of community health clinics in their city so that they could understand how families receive medical care in the city. And of course, you know, schools aren't necessarily the ones to be enrolling children in health insurance, but they can certainly identify them and pass that information along to the appropriate people. So the ways that Mountain View School District increased their health insurance outreach, first and foremost, the big thing that they did was they changed their registration form so that families must say if their children have health insurance or not, and what kind. And so for those who don't, they followed up and referred the families to community agencies to follow up. And they also held a lot of health fairs where they talked about a variety of topics, including breakfast and health insurance. And this picture, the woman in red, is the superintendent speaking with families about health insurance. So you can't really see this, but this is the enrollment form. There's 3 enrollment forms that parents fill out the general enrollment form, the kindergarten registration and emergency forms. And so you can see these are the questions and information that they provide on it about health insurance and what happens next if it's okay for the families to be contacted. So they, in the last 2 years, they have submitted over 1,200 names of uninsured students to healthcare providers and community agencies to enroll them. And with 7,500 students in their district, that's 16% of the student population. So it's pretty big. And I don't know what the increase is, but they say they've seen a substantial increase in the number of students with health insurance. And importantly, they've seen their attendance increase. And of course, attendance is a really big indicator for school administrators for academic outcomes. And I also want to mention that California recently passed a law that will require school districts to ask that question on enrollment forms. To better identify the students who don't have health insurance. So on to school breakfast, which is what I work on. I don't work on the health insurance work quite as much, so I can't answer quite as many questions about that. But our school breakfast work is funded, as Susan mentioned, by the Walmart Foundation. And we've worked in 11 school districts across the country, three of which are in California. And all in Los Angeles County. So hunger in the United States and hunger, because we're talking about El Mani, I wanted to point out the statistics for Latino children and families as well. 24% of Latino households have experienced food insecurity, and that's 30% of Latino children. So, I mean, hunger is a pretty big issue in the Latino community. And of course, hunger impacts learning. You know, you're grumpy when you're hungry in the morning. Maybe it's a little harder to pay attention in the morning. So improving school breakfast participation is a really great way to help children who might be hungry in the morning. Of course, obesity too is an issue in the United States. 33% overall of school-age children and adolescents are overweight or obese, and that percentage increases to 39% of Latino children. Obesity as well affects learning. I won't read this, but thankfully, school meals can help improve food security. And us 2009 and the 2011 studies show that access to school breakfast decreases the risk of marginal food insecurity and breakfast skipping in children. Thankfully, also school breakfast improves learning. Most importantly to superintendents, of course, you know, you see they perform better on standardized tests, they are more alert, they remember what the teacher is telling them, and they have increased behavior and better attendance and fewer tardy. So school breakfast, in particular, offering breakfast free to all students through the community eligibility program, through Provision 2, or just no cost pricing, really impacts school breakfast participation. And coupling that with breakfast in the classroom or other alternative means increases breakfast participation even more. Breakfast in the classroom, of course, is when breakfast is brought to classrooms in the morning so that students don't have to go to the cafeteria to eat. Sometimes there are roller bags that students will pick up from the cafeteria in the morning. Sometimes the food is already delivered to the classroom by the time the children get there. It really depends on the school, how the school wants to do it. But it really makes an impact on the start of the day in schools. And there are different ways to do alternative school breakfast, like breakfast in the classroom, and also grab and go through kiosks or vending machines. And vending machines are usually for the older children, and they are full. They are these customized vending machines that vend out a fully reimbursable meal, so students don't have to, you know, choose things, and it's what a student would be offered for breakfast, you know, in the cafeteria, or in or breakfast in the classroom. So the way Mountain View School District did breakfast in the classroom, or alternative breakfast, is actually the picture on the right is a picture from Mountain View, and they had some issues in their district. They weren't allowed to do breakfast in the classroom. There were union issues, and they just couldn't get over that. So they decided to take advantage of the great weather in Southern California and have breakfast on the patio. And so they already had these salad bar kiosks, and so they decided to use them double duty and have breakfast on the patio. So students, they limited the number of entrances that the students could go through, so they had to pass through this area. Of course, the students do not have to take the breakfast if they don't want it, but it's available, and it's a larger environment than the cafeteria itself, so students could feel more free to eat and talk and not be so confined. So they've had really, really great successes. You can see here, they've increased participation overall by 71%, and some of the schools had really, really high increases. The one at the bottom, Voorhees, that had a 210% percent increase, their principal was really, really on board and really communicated well with the parents and the students about the changes that they were making to the breakfast program. They've done really, really great work. And breakfast is promoted at school, community, and district events. There are three separate school districts in El Monte City, and the three districts work together really well, sharing best practices. They have community-wide health fairs, which all of the school districts participate in. And breakfast is promoted there and the changes that the district has made. They've also provided professional development to teachers so that they can incorporate nutrition and breakfast information into their classes. They've had, the district has also had support from the California Food Policy Advocates and the Los Angeles County Department of Education with their Harvest of the Month program. So I was actually in Mountain View back in March, and they had a school board meeting that I attended, and health and wellness and food and nutrition has become such a fabric of this district that they had a speech competition for the students, and the topic that year was health and wellness, and so we got to see the two winning speeches from the students, which was really, really great. So they have seen overall a decrease in student visits to the nurse's office. They've seen fewer students missing instructional time because they're actually coming to school on time now. They want to make sure that students, even if they are late, still have opportunity to eat breakfast. You know, with a 90% free and reduced rate, they understand that a lot of families may not be able to provide breakfast in the morning. They take some a reimbursable breakfast, keep it at the office for when the students come in late, and the teachers allow them to eat that breakfast in the classroom. So they can, instead of eating it in the office, they make sure that the students get to the classroom as soon as possible. So they also did some focus groups with their students, and here are some really sweet quotes from children. And these pictures are all from Mountain View School District. And overall, they've seen they've gone from 33% of their students eating breakfast to 57% overall. So this slide I actually stole from a different superintendent who spoke on school breakfast for us. And you know, she just really wanted to show how much school breakfast can benefit everyone in the school district and the different priorities that different people in the school district and the school community have around this. and how much school breakfast can really benefit everyone. And if you want to hear more about what superintendents think about food and nutrition and school breakfast, AASA has a YouTube channel that has, I think we have 5 and we have 3 new ones coming out very, very shortly, interviews called Courageous Leadership Conversations. So there are some really powerful words from superintendents themselves talking about how food, how school breakfast, how physical activity relates to improved education outcomes for children. So I encourage you to check that out. Just search for Courageous Leadership on ASA's YouTube channel. And we also have 2 publications, one on health insurance and one on school breakfast, and they are up here if you would like some hard copies. And they talk about the work that the districts that we've worked with have done. So they give a really full overview of how these districts have seen successes on health insurance enrollment and alternative school breakfast. So thank you very much, and I look forward to your questions later.